Welcome to Shir 12, and we're now going to discuss the halachos related to changing your mind. So you're eating, you decide you're done, and now you want to continue. I want to say this shir for zechus for Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Yamin Shlomo Hamriger, Ben Yamin Shlomo, Ben Moshe and Chava, and also Zecher Nishmas, my grandfather, Yaakov Ben Chaver Yehuda, and Esther. So generally, when you make a bracha, you do not need to make another bracha while you're eating. However, there are circumstances when you will need to recite another bracha when you want to continue eating, and this is called a hesech hadas. And this comes up in a situation where you remove the idea of eating from your mind, as in, I decide I'm not eating anymore. Now, everything we're about to discuss only applies in a situation where you explicitly decide you won't eat or drink anymore. If you just pause eating or drinking, even if you wait many hours, if you did not remove your mind from eating or drinking, then you did not have a hesech hadas. And you can keep eating or drinking without making a new bracha. So I had this question because at work, I usually have a bottle of water. I make a bracha on it in the morning, and then throughout the day I come back to it. So I called Rabbi Yamin Forst, and this shir is based on his sefer. And I told him the situation. I said, sometimes it could be an hour or more till I come back. And he said, as long as you continually intend to keep going back and drinking, assuming you don't leave the building, your bracha stays in effect. If one is eating and you remove your mind from your food, there are those that say you need to make a new bracha if you want to eat more, because finishing eating is a hesech hadas. However, there are situations when this is not considered a true hesech hadas, because it's common that when you eat, you think you had enough, and then a short while later, you decide you want to eat more. And that's not a true hesech hadas. So there are three things that we need to consider. So number one, the quality of the hesech hadas. Was it a complete hesech hadas and that you firmly decided you don't want it anymore? Or was it just kind of you're thinking in your mind, I don't want it anymore? Number two, what kind of eating is it? Is it a snack or is it a permanent type of a meal? Now, when we say permanent meal, we don't mean that you wash necessarily, although we can mean that. We mean that you're sitting down to eat an actual meal. And number three, are you eating in your house or are you a guest? Now, based on these rules, the halacha will change as we're now going to discuss. If a person decides in a definitive manner that they're done eating, and then you change your mind, you need to say a new bracha as you canceled your last bracha. So here are some examples of a clear hesech hadas. Okay, number one, a person set himself up to bench. So for example, you wash mayim achronim, just to point out, I'm a yaki, and we don't wash mayim achronim ever. If you say rabosai nevarech to start a zimun, or you pick up the kos to bench, so all these situations, you would need to recite a new bracha rishona. Okay, number two, if you decide a bracha achrona, or you benched, or you mistakenly thought there was no more food, and therefore you recited a bracha achrona, and now you find out that there is more food, you must say a new bracha. And number three, if you decide that you're done eating and you leave the location, even though you go back to your first location, you must recite a new bracha. Now, there's a hesech hadas, which is less clear, where we don't know what the person's intention is. For example, let's say you're eating and you decide in your mind that you're done. It could even be in a situation where you make an announcement to others to come and bench, or you request a kos to bench on, but you don't actually pick it up. So these are not considered clear-cut cases of hesech hadas, and therefore, we now need to consider, are you eating a set meal, or are you eating a snack, an achilas arai? If one's eating fruit or anything else in a achilas arai happenstance type of a manner, or you're having a drink, you decide that you're finished, or you make some sort of hesech hadas, and now you decide you want to eat more, so then you need to make a new bracha. However, if you're eating a set meal, and now you decide you don't want more in the manners that we described, so there's an argument as to if this is considered a hesech hadas. It's common that you think you're done eating, and then a little while later, you decide that you want to eat more. And even if one sits down to eat a small amount, so it's not uncommon that your small eating session turns into a large eating session. And the halacha is, once you make a questionable hesech hadas, you should be careful, l'chachila, not to eat anymore. Now, even if you're having a set meal, there are two situations where you will need to make a new bracha if you had a hesech hadas. So if you made an explicit hesech hadas, like we already discussed, that's number one. And number two, one who's drinking wine or eating a dessert, such as fruit, that require their own bracha. And now you want to go back to your original food. So these items would definitely require a new bracha if you have a hesech hadas. Now, all the halachos that we mentioned are applicable when one eats at home. If, however, you're a guest at someone's house, so then you're in much better shape, right? So your eating is not contingent on you, but rather on the Baal HaBayis. It's called Das Baal HaBayis. It's on your host. So you might think you're done eating, and then your host brings out more food. And because of this, you're not considered to have a Hesech HaDas until your host tells you that it's time to bench. And if the guest says to the host, I want to bench, so that doesn't cancel your bracha. And if the host provides more food, you can continue to eat. However, let's say you decide you don't want any more food. Even if the host brings more, so you make a very definitive, a bona fide Hesech HaDas in your mind, even though you're a guest, then this actually works. And you would definitely need to make a new bracha if you want to eat more. If the host is washing his hands for Mayim Achronim, so that is a full Hesech HaDas. Okay, so in summary, there are two types of Hesech HaDas. There is a clear Hesech HaDas, such as washing Mayim Achronim, saying Rabbi Sayin of Areich, lifting up the kos, one who recites a bracha achrona, or one who decides that I'm finished and then leaves their location. And there's a second type of Hesech HaDas, which is not so clear. For example, you decide in your mind you're done, or you tell people, come, let's bench. So if you have a clear-cut Hesech HaDas, you're going to need to make a second bracha if you decide you want to eat more. And if you had a Hesech HaDas in a non-clear matter, if you're eating in a happenstance manner, or you're drinking, you will need to make a new bracha. But if you're eating a set meal, and you have a non-clear Hesech HaDas, l'chachila, you shouldn't eat more. And if you're a guest, and you make a non-clear-cut Hesech HaDas, then this is not considered a true Hesech HaDas, and you may continue eating. Okay, so this concludes Shir number 12.